Good afternoon. Strong low pressure working its way through central and into eastern New York and eventually into northern New England will touch off additional showers and thunderstorms through the afternoon and into the early part of the evening hours. With associated mid-level energy and strong jet stream winds, some of the storms could be strong to severe, with gusty winds, small hail, frequent lightning, and heavy downpours. The amount of available moisture in the atmosphere is in abundance as well, which could produce localized flash flooding until the end of the day today and the storm system moves through. Temperatures today will hold in the middle to high 70s with increased humidity, and as the system works its way through, gradual clearing skies tonight will allow readings to drop back into the middle 50s. This will set us up for a mainly dry but relatively cool Tuesday with a mix of sun and clouds and a westerly breeze. Highs will be in the middle to upper 70s. Readings will stay in the upper 70s even as high pressure remains overhead on Wednesday with a mix of sun and clouds. A trough of low pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will dominate the weather picture over New York and New England for the end of the week and into the upcoming weekend. This will make things a little bit unsettled, and while it will not be raining the entire time, we will have to at least put a chance at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast for the end of the week on Thursday and Friday as highs bounce back into the lower 80s. And for Saturday and Sunday, a risk for a few showers and thunderstorms with highs again in the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, aside from the weather here in the Northeast, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms in the coastal Carolinas southwestward to the central Gulf Coast states. A cold front will push southeastward through the Carolinas, reaching the Outer Banks by mid-afternoon, with the westward extension of the front near south-central Mississippi and Alabama around peak heating. Modest low-level convergence along the front will result in isolated to scattered storms in the form of several strong to severe thunderstorm clusters capable of damaging wind gusts. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 118 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 28 at Snake River Ranger Station in Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny with scattered showers and storms in the lower 80s, Boston, scattered showers and storms in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo, showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs staying in the mid-60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 62, the record high, 99, set in 1929, and the record low, 44, in 1971. Sunrise this morning was at 5:43 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:20 p.m., 14 hours and 37 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Showers and thunderstorms today with highs in the upper 60s to middle 70s. Evening showers and thunderstorms, then some clearing overnight tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, showers and thunderstorms around today, some with heavy rainfall and highs in the middle 60s. Evening showers and storms then clearing overnight tonight with areas of fog and lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, showers and thunderstorms likely today with highs reaching into the middle 70s. Showers and thunderstorms this evening, then some clearing overnight tonight with areas of fog, lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, showers and thunderstorms likely today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Scattered showers and storms this evening, then some clearing overnight tonight with areas of fog and lows in the middle 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms off and on throughout the day today with highs reaching the middle to upper 70s. Showers and thunderstorms around this evening, then some clearing overnight tonight with areas of fog developing and lows in the middle to upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and somewhat cool for this time of year, middle to upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds in the upper 70s on Wednesday. A few scattered showers and thunderstorms on Thursday and Friday, back into the lower 80s. And a chance for scattered showers and storms both Saturday and Sunday, with highs in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.